Keon, we said we was not doing it.
That's how we opened it.
No.
We inviting God in.
He's in. He's already, he's in this house, in this atmosphere. Room. He's always set. Amen. Jesus.
Sing it with me, if you know it.
And know it if you sing it. If you
What's up, y'all? We back, man. This is Keon.
And I'm Destiny.
And we are the Journey to the Hills podcast, where we are just two young Christians. A couple that's aiming to advance the kingdom through our union. So we hope that you enjoy today's episode. Today we're going to be talking about vision.
Yes, we are. And vision is super duper important to not just marriage, but to life. I feel like especially when it comes to the man, a husband, leading the marriage, leading the woman, you have to, or the husband has the vision for where we're going. And I believe that in order to get where you're going, you have to know where you're going.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful that Keon is someone who has had vision for us since we met. And we hope that this episode would challenge not even just men, but also single women, or even the woman who is married to submit to the vision of her husband that she that he has for your marriage. Or if you're single, that you even write a vision for yourself so that when you meet your person, you the visions probably will end up aligning. You may be able to find that you may be purpose partners where your gifts, skills, and talents align with what your person has and needs and vice versa. So that's why vision and knowing what you bring to the table is important, and it's truly, truly very important in marriage.
Yeah, I was even going to say that, like, vision is one thing, but, like, bringing it to life is another.
Yeah.
And I think it takes two people for that to happen. So I'm excited to delve into, like, what that looks like for us. How does working together look like? How does casting vision? How does communicating vision?
Mm-hmm.
Chemistry, all those things. We're going to be delving into that. And I think before we even can talk through vision, though, I think we need to talk about, like, who we are at the core. Because, like, knowing your core is able to help you kind of cast vision. And you don't know where you're going, so you know who you are, essentially, is what I'm saying. So I think the core values of who we are, I do want to kind of speak on that, if that's okay.
That's great. So
I got it.
Are you talking about this? Now, who we are core, like, at the core, core as values. In, like, how we're wired or core values?
Our core values, because I think that aligns with our vision. Like, our vision has to align with our core values.
But I do think that how we're wired also plays a role into our partnership. But we can definitely get to that. Yeah. Tuck that away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Boom. Let's
you see
get,
where I'm going?
I see
core
where you're going.
Core values and then how we wired.
Amen. Let's go.
Ready?
The core values.
Want to say anything? Okay. First one. So we made our core values based off our last name.
Yes.
So the first one is H, which is honor and humility. And essentially what that means is just, like, we're honoring each other with all that we do, living a life of humility. You hear us talk about that all throughout season one, season two, season three. Like, serving each other, make sure that we're showing up for each other with a humble heart. And yeah, I think that's just
100%. I think when you think about a lot of people in the Bible too, humility is a huge character trait that was typically a majority of the people that the Lord used. And he speaks about, like, against people who feel that they are wise in their own eyes. And I think that it's clear that we need humility, not just in marriage here, but also with God.
Yeah, that's good. The eyes is for integrity. And again, that's self-explanatory. Everything that we do, we want to be honest. Again, all this ties along to, like, what we're doing, right? So, like, when we're casting vision, we're talking about these are our future plans. We want to make sure we show up with honor, humility, with integrity, with our vision. Because again, those are, like, staples of us, and that's what we represent in the things that we do.
Yeah. And then we have two L's.
Yeah.
And they are
love and listen.
Yes.
So we definitely want to make sure that everything we do is out of love, mm-hmm. especially towards each other.
Yeah.
And then also that we're prioritizing listening. Like, I know that that's something that is very valuable in marriage, I would say.
Listening, yes.
Yeah.
And I'm often reminded of the scripture to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And that scripture
you know
is...
what book that's in?
I actually don't. Is it Psalms? Proverbs? Uh-huh. Where?
It starts with a J. If you get it right, it's meant to be.
Come on with the games. Joshua, Jeremiah.
I give you four.
Judges.
Four. Joshua, Judges, James, or Jeremiah?
It's probably James. James is that book. Once you gave me the options, I knew James would get you right. Read it. Read it. Amen.
Sorry, I just wanted
James is great. But yeah, no. I think that scripture, honestly, that leans to humility, back to humility. When you are quick to listen and slow to speak, you're not trying to be heard. You're making room for the other person to be heard. You're being quick to invite somebody else voice or opinion in, and not just only want to hear your own. Yeah. And I just feel like I've grown. I feel like that was a necessary scripture for me to take in, even as I got in marriage. But I think that it's been beneficial for me in other aspects of my life. So truly being humble, but also being quick to listen is super duper helpful in the marriage concept as well.
Yeah. So we just want to encourage you all. If you haven't done that, like, truly outline like the core values of your marriage. And you don't have to use the last name. You could use the acronym, your first name. You could just outline different core values that mean that are special to you all.
Yeah.
But definitely has made a difference for us, because everything that we do, we always revert back to those core values. And even when we're planning or prepping or treating each other.
100%.
All right. Let's get to the good stuff.
So the good stuff. This episode is brought to you by Paradise Brothers.
Hey, we got sponsors. That's crazy. shout out to the Paradise Brothers, man. This one is very dear to me. I actually known Zach and Jeremiah for a while now. I reconnected with them recently, and they have an amazing brand.
Amazing.
And I think one of the things that I love about their brand is that you could tell that it's really for the people.
Yeah.
Like, they do community events every 2 weeks. Like, they got like this cold plunge. I promise I'm gonna get in the plunge soon. I promise I'm gonna take the ice bath. You gonna take the ice bath?
I'm gonna watch you.
But no, all seriousness, I really love their brand, what they represent, and the quality is like amazing. Like, I really wear it. Like, you probably seen me wear it on a couple of episodes. Yeah. Find yours. Like, Paradise Brothers is one of my favorite brands right now. But bigger than just the brand, they really live out what they're preaching. So I love them. Shout out to y'all family. Make sure y'all check them out.
Head over to Paradise Brothers and start your journey today.
How are you? What is your wire? Like, what's your makeup? And then I'll kind of share mine.
Okay, so.
Well, let's do it for each other.
Okay, so Keon is a visionary.
And I'll do you.
Keon is a visionary. He can see far beyond where we are in the moment. He's like 2 years always ahead. He's a dreamer. He is someone who, like, he can, and when I say dreamer, like, I believe that God speaks to him that way. I believe that he can really see things. Like, when he's like, he has an idea, I feel like he really sees it in fruition, like, not in bits and pieces, but like, he can see the full thing fully out. So he's a creative in the aspect where his thoughts are creative. Like, he can think very big and broad. And yeah, that's Keon's makeup. It's like casting vision. This is what we're gonna do. He's great at giving direction. He's great at leading, but he is a visionary, I feel like, through and through, for sure.
Oh, thanks, man. So Destiny, and I also wanna make sure that we speak to, like, just because
I'm wired this way
doesn't mean the other person doesn't have those gifts.
For sure.
Like, Destiny also can see things. She also can cast certain things. So it's not like it's just limited to me and the other gifts are limited to you. So I just want
to
make sure.
And even to that point, I think it's okay to say, this is my stronger skill. Like, Keon is better, stronger, visionary. I come, like, he probably will share. Like, I'll hone the idea. I'll do that. So, like, I'm not going to try to cast a vision for our marriage, because I believe that that's what he is gifted with. That's what I believe that the Lord has shown. It's easy to follow and submit because the Lord has given him the vision, and things have come to fruition in our life. And I don't have to try to be that in this aspect of our life.
Yeah. When we first were dating, it was funny because your business was like, that's when it was really like taking off. So throughout that process, like, we were interacting, I would share with her about the school. She would share with me about her business and all those things. But like, one of the things that I really like admire still to this day about you is like, one, how consistent and detailed you are. Like, you don't miss anything, bruh. And I think that's so important when building anything special. It's like, you got to have somebody who knows all of the details, who's outlining everything, keeping everybody on task, keeping everybody accountable. And those are just minimal details that you, or skills that you have, along with being creative, being able to communicate. Like, I just think that it's just a really awesome team.
Yeah.
If I could say that.
Yes. And like, I think that our gifts,
we chose well.
100%. I do believe that our gifts and talents truly do, like, the two married together does bring about just even this, like, what we're doing, you know? And I'm grateful that you don't mind bringing the idea and allowing me to shift and shape
and form it.
It's not like you, like, it got to be exactly how I said, or it's not going to work, you know? And I'm grateful that you're like, well, he comes to me and they're like, this is my idea. And I might think, okay, well, my thought process is like, okay, let's talk about how do we have to get there. Then I'm like, the steps are like, they're not making sense or it's taking too long. Like, we need to scale back. Yeah. So, and you know, we have conversation and I really do appreciate the fact that we can do that. It really, something that I really do enjoy is working with Keon, because I really just believe that we work well with one another. And I think we truly both have a heart to like hear each other out and then just ensure that this, whatever we're putting our energy to, is excellent.
Yeah. But I think we also like worked our way to that point. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like, well, we honestly, if I'm honest, we did start off like with a great chemistry and rapport.
Yeah.
But like as we could, because we worked together with so many different facets that we'll talk about later on. Like we worked together at the church.
Yeah.
And she helps me with the school, with our podcast.
Yeah.
Like just, we have so many different entities and facets that we intertwine together. Mm-hmm. So it requires a higher level of communication that we had to build towards. Yeah. I would say like, there was also things that we had to learn about each other.
Yes.
That I think I would love to share of for how sure. we was able to get to, like, for example, for me as like communicating, mm-hmm. like I recognize that, like I talked about in the first episode, timing of sharing things is very important, but also like figure out what I need as far as support. Like I just like, for example, I might share something with, you remember that time when I shared something with you and it was kind of like really large scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and you was like, wait, like, how's this going? Like,
yes. So I'm also a little bit more practical.
Yeah. And I'm really like, I don't think about money. No, I don't see.
He just is like, this is the like, vision. This is the idea. Let's do it.
Like, this is what God said. Like, we got to do this. Like, this is. So I just be casting it out sometimes.
And I'm like, this is great, like, but
let's reel it in.
And I think we learned in that like he expressed like, babe, when I bring you a big idea, like when you go straight into like your zone of question, he expressed that it doesn't make him feel like I supported the vision or idea. Mm-hmm. So I had to say, okay, cool. But I'm wired to figure out the steps. How are we going to get from A to Z? That's just how God made me. Mm-hmm. But I still have to know when to bring that to him, instead of when he brings me an idea. Now I'm saying, okay, babe, great. That's amazing. When do you want to do it? I'm just asking those versus like, well, babe, in order to do that, we have to do this. And then it's going to require this.
Yeah.
I kind of get into like, strategy mode versus sure. being like, okay, babe, this is amazing. Like, what does it look like? What do you want to do it? You know, or who are you going to do it with? Yeah. Asking those questions and being like, babe, this is such an amazing idea. That's what he needs in the fresh moment versus my detail oriented self in that moment.
Yeah. And, but again, it's extremely important. Like, you need that. And that's why I had to figure out, like, how can I share vision and receive those questions, because that's how the vision is going to come to life.
Mm-hmm.
But also like kind of share like what I need in the moment. Like a lot of people who are dreamers or visionaries who's watching this make it relate. Like,
yeah,
it's nothing like you get a download for God and you even just see something and you like so excited. The first person, anytime I hear anything, I always go to Destiny first. So I go to her and in that moment, it was only this one time because it was like a very large thing that I don't know how we still believe in God for it, but
yeah,
in that moment I went to her and she was like, well, how we, I'm like, hey, like I don't know how we're gonna get there, but this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
So I had to share with her like, okay, this is what I think we could do moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I feel like a big, I'm gonna tell you like, hey babe, in this moment I'm about to share something with you that I feel is really important to me.
Yes.
And big, and right now I just need you to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Or just either just pray on it. Yeah. That way the response is already like set. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like I'm going to be receiving anything that could possibly like hinder my excitement.
Yeah. Or deter the dream even. Yeah. And I think it's very, that's something to be conscientious of. And I think even with men, I do believe that as women, especially if you're a wife or fiance, even a girlfriend, I think that we have our voice really does mean a lot to that person, to that man.
Yeah.
And our them coming to us with their dream vision, and if I'm like, why are you gonna do that? That is automatically gonna tear down their desire, tear down that dream, or make them say, I can't come back to her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't come to her with my wildest dreams, because she's gonna try to make me figure out how it's gonna happen versus being like, babe, that's so amazing. I would love to work with you with that. Or how can I support you? How can I help you bring that to fruition?
Or let's pray about this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because like even though it's a dream, don't mean it might be from God.
Right now. Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it might be like, this might be a personal desire.
Yeah.
It's like, let's pray on this. Let's discern this. Because that was something I also, I also don't want you to just fake the excitement. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to just give you anything I hear from God, because I do value your opinion. I do value your discernment and your relationship with Christ. Because like, there's also been some things that I've shared with you on like, babe, I don't know if you're supposed to do that right now. Yeah. Or I don't know if this is what God is calling to you. Like, I feel like he's really, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe this was just a personal desire. So it is important to definitely support him, but also like have discernment of what your response is going to be.
100%.
Let's pray about this. Oh, this is amazing. Let's work together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those things need to be in your repertoire.
100%. Yeah, I think as long as you have the language.
That's important.
Prepared for what can come. And whatever the idea is, big or small, I think you'll be best able to respond in a way that will bless him and benefit him versus, you know, deter him and take him out.
But I also do want to speak to like men in particular, because like I think sometimes our ego and our pride will tell us or sway us that we can complete this vision on our own. And I just want to just encourage whoever this may be for, like God sent you a purpose partner for a reason.
Yeah.
And her gifts and talents, and even if God gave something to your wife, and as a man, like, you're supposed to support and nurture that. Like, just because God's giving me some visions early on, like, I know, like I talked about last episode, I know there's some things in Destiny's life and future that I can't wait to be on the sidelines pushing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't wait for the roles reversed when God is going to give you, like, maybe a book or, like, a conference that you're going to put together, and I'm going to be on the strategy, like, helping out, details, supporting, encouraging, affirming, all those things. So one, vision is not limited to just the man.
Amen.
And then also to men, when you do get vision and dreams and ideas, that you include your person in it.
Yes. Like,
even if she might not have the skills that you need, but you still need to keep her abreast. Communicate. Make sure she feels included in whatever way. If she got to pass out the forms at the event or whatever, like, make sure your wife is included in everything that she's doing.
I think it just makes such a big difference when someone is included. I feel like it just, when you invite me into something that is yours, even if I, like, even let's say that I don't, like, even in school, I offer my time to Keon. He is a principal. I didn't go to school for education. I'm in school for communication. So like, I can assist where my skills are, but sometimes he's like, I just want you to be there. Yeah. Like, you know, I can't cover a class. I'm not licensed for that or certified for that. But if they need a graphic last minute, I can make that. You know, if he needs me to create a form or send out a well-versed email, I can do that. So I think even if your person does not fit holistically into maybe what you do day to day, or, you know, let's say you do ministry or let's say whatever you do, I think inviting them though into your space, if you do a podcast, I think it really makes a difference, and it allows you to still do things together as well. And it makes them feel like you value my presence. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk to about
that? I think that it's good to maybe also express that with vision and being partners, there are going to be moments where you don't agree or where you guys don't see eye to eye. And I think that that's when you, that's of course, good. Invite Jesus in, because I think...
Have we had that?
We haven't had... Have we had
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I think that's a great point, but I just don't think we haven't had... Maybe not to like a
dire extent, but I do believe that, like, leaning on the person's strengths, like knowing this is your strength, this is my weakness. I'm strong in this area, I'm weak in this area, and being okay with saying I'm better at this, I'm not as good as this in you, so we're gonna go with you on this one.
And that goes with humility.
Yeah, like, if just because, you know, maybe you're the man, but your wife may be stronger in this area and her wisdom may push y'all vision further. Let her take the reins, you know, and be okay with her being the stronger suit in that area.
Yeah.
It doesn't make, you know, any less of a man.
Less.
Yeah.
Or less of a woman.
Or less of a woman because I need to lean on my husband in this aspect or he has more knowledge. I think you just have to, when you lean into it, instead of using it as like a division or crutch, way more is going to be able to get done for sure amongst the marriage.
Yeah. I think also too, along with vision, is something that we've been doing recently. It's just like communicating our vision and like writing it down.
Yeah.
That was something that we did last month, matter of fact, for like God gave me like a 8 to 10 month plan of what our life is going to look like. And I prayed about it and I shared with D, and then we prayed about it together, and then we wrote it out on the doc.
Yeah.
Destiny added some things and, you know, I added some more things, and then we prayed on it and then we wrote it out. We hung it up in our bed, and now we're looking at this every day and seeing what we were believing God for. And I just think that like it's very important for couples, marriages, to know what they're striving towards.
Yeah.
Because I think that helps on the hard days.
Yeah.
Like the days where like it's tough, but it's like I see where we're going though. Or I see why we're in this situation or why God is putting us through this preparation season or this suffering, if you will, just to prepare us for wherever he's taking us. But if you don't see that end goal, if you don't know what you're going towards, then that could easily turn into chaos. That could easily turn into arguments and confusion. But it's like, nah, babe, it's just the enemy trying to get us off our track because he know what we're doing in November. Or he know what we're planning next year, early 2025, and what we're trying to do. But like, if you don't have that goal or that mark set, I think it's very dangerous if you're not casting and communicating vision consistently in your marriage.
Yeah. I just think, I just feel like in my mind, I'm just like, it's just so important for the man to have a vision. It's important for both of us, but if I'm dating you, I'm married to you, I want, what's the vision for, what's your vision for our life? What is our life? What is the vision for 2 years from now, 5 years from now?
Yes.
You know, so that I can know what we are working toward, why the, you know, we're saving money this way and, you know, because we're trying to buy a house or, you know what I'm saying? I just feel like I should, there should be someone, and maybe, I don't know, what are your thoughts on if it's not the man? Do you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Is it okay for the woman to be like the one who's like, okay, babe, look, this is the plan for our marriage or this is the plan for our relationship? You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a tough question. That's a tough question because everybody's marriage is different. And I don't want to label what a marriage should look like.
That's very
Dynamics, personalities, background.
My point is to that, to make sure that like, it don't, just because ours is where Keon has that gifting and skill, it, if you are the woman and your husband or your boyfriend or fiance is more so like, you know, you, they don't mind you taking that, I think that, I just want you to know that it's okay.
But I will say this though, even though I wasn't gonna answer that, I do believe that every man has the capacity to dream and has the capacity to have vision. How you tap into that, maybe you might not have the confidence. Maybe you might not have had a father who modeled that for you.
That's good.
Maybe you might not have the relationship with Christ to be able to hear from him.
That's really good.
So I do believe though that everyone has the capacity. Now how you operate in it, I can't say that's for every household.
Okay, good.
But I do believe, like for me, like I think some of it, a lot of it is inherited. Like my father, like I seen him build something from the ground up. I've seen him have family meetings with us and this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
On top of my own relationship with Christ. Like, bro, I know, like my grandfather started a church with two people in his basement. You know what I'm saying? And so like a lot of that is like inherited, but also too, bro, like I think some of it is really just my relationship with Christ. Like, bro, you've seen, there be times, bro, like we talked about this when we praying, like I feel like everybody hears from God differently.
100%.
And like, if, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like you're really big on the word. Not saying that I'm not.
For sure.
But like, you and your Bible.
Yes.
You know your scripture. You know your verses. I know a few, but you know many. But when I'm praying, bro, I really, I feel like, I don't know if anybody can relate to this.
Hold on real quick. You are also in your Bible.
Yeah, I am. I'm in my word every
morning.
But I feel like
he speaks to me through reading is one of the ways that he does speak
and
to
me. And I feel like that's a main form of communication for you. But I feel like for me, bro, like sometimes I feel like I'm sitting there, like my body's here, but like my spirit is where he's showing me 2 years from now. If that makes sense. Yeah. Like sometimes I feel like I'm not even here some days. Mm. Like I'm in the vision that he's showing me, or I'm in the dream. It's like I'm present there and he's walking with me through like, this is how you got to do this. This I don't know how to explain it, but like it's just, it's a outer body and kind of crazy experience.
Yeah.
So, but I know I'm only experiencing that by my relationship with him. The stepping stones that I wasn't always there, but like the step is like, I could see things, but now because of my consistency of being at his presence, being at his feet, my God, whatever you want to do, like I believe he can trust me. And now he's showing me certain things. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm saying that I feel like men have that capacity.
Amen.
If you tap in with the relationship that he wants and desires from us.
I love that. No, I really do love that. And I think I brought that up just because, again, I truly do hope that people understand, like, again, this is just how the Lord wired us.
Yeah, for sure.
I also think that there are people who, like you expressed, they may not have solid as the man, you know what I'm saying? But I love that you spoke to that. Just because you might not have it now does not mean that you cannot ever
you can
have it. And you can address the fact that, okay, I might not have been a dreamer because no one around me ever created anything from the ground up or had a vision, but you can tap into that by tapping into who God called you to be.
And I think, and here's a hot take, and we talked about this. Daniel's encouraging me to speak with what comes to my heart and my spirit. So that's what I'm going to do.
Amen.
I believe that there are, this is a personal, this is not the Bible. This is my personal,
it's just a Keon. It's
personal observation. I believe that there are some women who had the dream because either the man wasn't present or he wasn't there. Like there's a lot of single women. There's some people like, there's some single mothers out here who there is no other person cast a vision for their household. Like, so they got to cast a vision. Yes. Like, they got to, they the man and the woman. They the person who telling their son, like, or their daughter, like, this is where our family is going. Like, they don't got nobody else. So, like, the woman has to do that. But then, as a man that's seeing that, growing up in that environment, like, not, again, going back to, like, I might not have seen Amanda. But he might say, well, my mom made all the decisions, so I'm chilling.
Yeah.
And then now when I marry somebody, now she going to make all the, it's like a, almost like a generational thing. Yes. There's not enough men who have seen other men cast vision.
That's really good.
There's not enough men being present as what God has designed in the household
Which
for
causes,
men to lead. Which causes women having to step up. In that role. So I don't think it's a bad thing that women are visionaries.
Sure. Yeah.
But I do think there's an onus on men to walk into the capacity that God has called us to be.
That's good. No, I think that I can 100%. Yeah, that was a good one. I can totally say, you know what, babe? Because I think that's what I was trying to get to. Like, I know there are women who have to do it, or who do it and maybe marry. And I want them to know that, one, if that's how it is, it's okay.
Yeah.
But also that there is something in your husband that even you can maybe even begin to cultivate by you spending the time with the Lord and being able to say, Father, show me what's on his life. Show me what gifts, skills, and talents that I can begin to pull out of him that they might be dormant. Or maybe someone maybe talked low, diminished it at a different age, so he didn't even tap back into it when he got older. Yeah. But it's resting in his spirit. And allow me to be the person that brings that thing out so that he can truly become the man who he's supposed to be. Yeah. And I think by you said spending that time in God's presence as the woman, God can begin to speak to you on your husband's or your boyfriend or your fiance's behalf to say, he is this. He's supposed to be building businesses. He's supposed to be leading your family in this way. He's supposed to be helping your families, your grandmother come out of, he's supposed to be helping your family to be the generational curse breaker, but he doesn't know because something in him is dead, but you're supposed to be that water to help that thing inside of him to grow. So I really do pray that if you are that woman who is leading the vision right now, you may not have to lead the vision forever. I hope that you just know that, and that you have a role in bringing that thing out of that man that is walking alongside you.
Yeah, that's so good, man.
Yeah.
I think if we can, I know we've been, this is really good. This might be my favorite one so far. But I just want to limit also to make sure that I'm not limiting vision to businesses or
for
vision
sure.
to
that's good.
Opportunities or vision to like vision might look like we need to start praying every Sunday before we go to sleep.
Yes.
And or like Vision might look like, again, as the head of the household, mm-hmm. putting oil on our, if you walk in our house right now, you're going to see the cross, the oil
on our door,
mm-hmm. in our bed. Like one morning, I just felt God put that on my spirit, anoint our whole household. But that's like, that's Vision. That's leading. That's setting a standard that you can submit to.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's even like putting a budget in place and saying we're sticking to the budget as a husband. Vision definitely could be like, our kids are going to a private school or they're going to this school because I love the education that they're going to get here. Right. Vision could be the fact that you're playing this sport because it's going to prepare you for the next sport. It doesn't have to only be, like you said, just to business or opportunity or things that are going to be grandiose.
Podcast.
Yeah. It could be literally between the ages of 2 and 3 while you go to preschool, and when you come home, I'll set up how your evening is going to look. I'm going to put structure in your life. That's the vision that I want to have for the kids. Vision can totally be not like you can't say, and that's great that you brought that up, not just something that has to be so magnanimous, but truly, what does our day look like when we get home from work? What are the kids doing? They're doing homework after dinner. They're going to bed at 8:00, taking a bath. That's vision for your household. That's creating structure. So that's so good that you brought that up.
Yeah.
That's so good that you brought that up. So I really do enjoy this conversation. And I think just even having the desire to say, I don't have it. Maybe you don't have a vision right now for the next 2-3 years. This can challenge you to begin to say the small things. Let's begin to start to make a vision for our life, for our marriage, for our engagement. Okay. What's the vision for our marriage? What do we want to see happen? And then begin to put the things in place to work toward those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got? That was pretty good. I really enjoyed this. I didn't know where this one was going to go, but I'm happy that it went to where it went.
Yeah.
I just believe that I hope that everyone in here can grab and take something from it for sure.
Going back to Vision, the way we set up the pod is so funny because, like, we talked about this before, but a little bit. So I do want to touch on that.
Sure.
How we started the pod.
Yes. How we operate. In it.
Mm-hmm. So typically, I write out the 8 episodes,
mm-hmm.
and I just pray over it over the year. So like, I'll start off, like, let's say we dropped October 8th, mm-hmm. every October 8th, and then starting maybe like January, February, all right, God, like, what you want us to talk about this year?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll type up a rough draft, and I'll just keep changing it, and then I'll present it to Destiny maybe like around June,
mm-hmm.
and then she'll start adding her changes, like, maybe we should talk about this topic, not mm-hmm. this topic. And then hopefully, and then by August, September, that's when we finalize it. We'll send it out. And then I'm kind of like, all right, this is what I feel like we're going to do. We're going to do a 12-city tour. all the crazy
and
stuff.
And I'm like, reel it in.
This is how we're going to do this. And, you know, this is the graphic that we're going to use. This is the market. Then along with Vision is also identifying who can bring this vision to life, not only just within your purpose partner, because now we have Daniel, mm-hmm. who has played such amazing. A vital role in bringing all these things into fruition. So we get his insight, his feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a great process.
Yeah, it is. Like, so, you know, Keon, we come together about the episodes and
real quick, I'm sorry. And before each episode, like, we literally meet for 2 minutes. We just say, is this on topic or this on topic? And then we allow the Holy Spirit to
move.
So, like, y'all don't see no notes or nothing. Yeah. Like, it's really just from my heart. And I think that's why people draw to it.
Amen. I agree. And I think, like, you know, like, when it comes to, like, picking the clips or the content, like, it's really like a Keon, like, you pick them and then you present them to me and then we send them to Daniel.
Yep.
And we're grateful, like, that we just know we are
gift,
truly
but that's
sick.
Your gift,
yeah. And I've been doing those kind of things, you know?
And we had, and like, it's no, like.
Yeah, it's like. It's no,
good
like,
at this, I'm good at that. Like, mm-hmm. let's do that.
And we just decide to come together. So whether it's like I'm making a graphic, I'm going to always ask Keon's opinion for sure. Like, do you like it? Because at the end of the day, this is still ours. And so, you know, I'm just grateful that, again, that the Lord had brought us together and that we work well. And I think also, too, something that I appreciate is that I feel that I was speaking to the woman to pull something out of her man. But I do believe that as a husband, you've done that for me too. Like, pull things out of me that I may have thought, like, oh, this is just that. Like, I don't need to really, it's not a skill. It's just a thing that I'm good at. Or, like, you know, challenge me to work maybe different or slow down when I talk, like, so that I can be better at my skill or my gift or my talent. So I can appreciate that too as well. So just even in that, like, encouraging your partner to truly grow in the area where they are gifted and skilled.
I appreciate that. Wouldn't want to do it with nobody else.
Oh, I love you too, babe. All right. I love you too.
I have one question.
Yes.
Okay. It's one of the topics I had. It was navigating your partner's spiritual doubts.
Okay. God, that's really good.
That's surrender support.
That could be something. Yeah, that could be later. But y'all talked about if you have vision and she might not be able to see it, or vice versa.
Yes.
That person might have a doubt that it's going to work because I'm not
I'm not on your level. Or I don't see how you see it. Yeah.
I have to see things.
So just kind of like speak to that a little bit.
How do you navigate when your partner might spiritually doubt you, or if you don't doubt your, if you might doubt your partner, like, it might be a hard thing to recognize up front.
Yes.
But that happens.
I feel like a lot of times it's subconscious. Mm-hmm. Or it's like the person don't want to say, they don't want to accept that I doubt this thing. You know what I'm saying? I think that it's sometimes, I think it starts as like a back of my head thing. Like, in the back, like I'm supporting you, but in the back of my head, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's kind of, in my mind, that's what I feel.
Do you feel like we experienced it yet?
I don't think that we've experienced that, but I will say, I mean, with me, when I started my business, I was like, Jesus, I'm doing this because you said to do it, but a little bit of me was like, so I feel that I can totally see someone being in a relationship, and it's like, think about people who maybe when they first met, people's stories where it's like she had a job when they met, but he was trying to have a business, and he believed in the business, but when she first met him, he wasn't making no money. That woman, because we hear that story, I feel like more times than not, that woman, she probably like this man's probably trying, he putting in hours, you know what I'm saying, like tons of hours, and he is full throttle, and he really believes in it, and but she's not seeing anything tangible from it, so that can totally make you feel like, I want to support you, but this is hard. Recently, I watched the episode of Anthony O'Neill. He had his sister and his brother-in-law, and their story was very similar to this. When they first met, he had a job. He was working on music. She said she gave him three, and they were married. She gave him 3 years. She said, after 3 to 5 years, this does not work out. You need to go and do something. You need to, like, change your trajectory. And he had one thing I think is important. He had accountability. And accountability people told him, even while you're still working on your music, go get a job. Go get a regular job. Yeah. And at first he fought it. Like, she's fine. It's just the two of us now, no kids. We can make it work. And she was never the one pushing him to get a job. She just was she trusted in the vision, even though she could verbally say it was a little tough sometimes. Wow. But she trusted that either he's going to kind of make it work. But I think what you have to do
did he make it work?
He has a seven figure business today.
Oh, music?
No, something else, which is even crazier. So I think it's just like, I think you have to trust what the Holy Spirit or what God put in your person. Like, I don't know. I feel like you have to just trust that. That's my hot take. I think you have to trust it, but I think it also comes with accountability. My point was, you bringing up the story was that he had accountability, and she also was not forcing him to do something that he didn't want to do. And she was not diminishing him. She was not speaking down to him. Like, you're not bringing in no money to the house. But she was being very even keel. I'm not seeing the result, but I'm tiptoeing around this thing. But she said she trusted that whatever he was doing would work because he had a man accountability in his life. So I don't know if that is the thing that would make you to move on, because you trust that they have someone in their ear who they can glean from. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a tough place. And I think that you may have to, like, know the work ethic, know their heart, but I don't know.
I would just say my hot take is you got to look at the person's track record.
Their track record.
Like, have they consistently been in God's presence? Like, have they consistently made decisions wisely? Like, are they like a rash person? Are they like a person who just like, what's the word?
Makes like rash decisions.
Impulsive. When they're impulsive. Like, they just make decisions impulsively, or like, they move off emotions. Like,
okay,
I'm tired. Like, I want some money, so I'm about to just start a business tomorrow. Like, mm-hmm. they haven't thought this out. They haven't prayed on this. They haven't sought counsel. Like, all those things. Like, I feel like that plays a big role in supporting your partner. Like, if I've seen how whenever you make a big decision like this, you go through the proper channels. You go to your pastor. You pray about this. You wrote a whole plan out. I pray with you. You know, like, I feel like that's easier to support as opposed to somebody who, there's some people who, like, they done started like eight different, this yes. the one that's gonna work. I mm-hmm. promise you, this the one.
Yeah, or
like,
I've seen that.
Oh, just trust me on this. Or like, it ain't really like a rational, like,
reasoning,
patience or pace around it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes, like, I just feel like people, especially people who move in hurry, like, you gotta be conscious of that.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some situation that God's gonna call you, you know, to move hastily, but like, some people who are just like, all right, we got to do this like tomorrow. Like, I'm telling you, this is what God is saying. Like, you got to move. Like, it's like, wait, like, did you even sit on this? Did you pray about this? Did you?
Yeah.
I feel like that plays a role in trusting the person too.
Yeah. I think it comes down to, like you said, I think their work ethic. And also, I think the person having like some type of counsel, I think is also yeah. very
running
telling.
It by somebody.
Like, yeah. So,
yeah, that's my
last, y'all can pick between the two is how to lead, how to follow. The hot topic, I think, would be the breadwinner, whether it's the male or the female, not being the one casting the vision. So I'm sure there's a lot of people where the woman might
be the breadwinner.
Be the breadwinner. But, or they could be in a dating season. They should be dating somebody. And she has a job. And he is the one who has the 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And she has to
submit.
Vice versa, man, ego driven. Sometimes it might not be your time to cast the vision. That's a hard. That's a hard topic. But either, and that kind of goes hand in hand with leading and following. So I guess the general topic would be
lead it.
How to lead? How you follow? That's a great question, bro. If I could just put it in layman's terms, I think leading is just simply like leaning on your strengths, which I know was like something that we've been talking about. But like, one, leading with your strengths. Like, I lead in certain areas, and Destiny leads in certain areas. And having the humility to follow, trusting your partner in their strengths. I think that's just like a simple thing. But I also think sometimes leading is not just like direction, but I think a lot of it is like example and like your character. And like how you model it, like your actions around it. Like, yeah, I'm leading our family's finances, but I have an impulsive spending habit. It's like, how can you lead in that position? It's hard for me to follow that. Yeah. But if I see how consistent you are with budgeting, how you prioritize the finances of our family and how you want to make sure that we have X amount in our savings and investing. Like, you're always talking about these things, whether it's a man or a woman, that's, I'm going to follow that person. You know what I'm saying? So like, I think it goes kind of like hand in hand. Like, it's your strengths, but also like how you model those strengths too. Cause sometimes we limit it to gender and I think that's not healthy.
Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes leading and following could also be seasonal.
That's like, true.
In this season of your life, maybe, you know.
That's a good point.
In this season, whatever it could be, maybe y'all have kids now, and maybe the woman is maybe expressing, like, this is the way that I want the household to kind of go, that best will maybe allow me to, you know, that will support me. And maybe a man is like, sure, I'll get under that because I want the best thing for the household. I do think that it can be seasonal based on children, life's experiences, transition. I think that jobs, it should, you should career. Never be stuck on like, because I'm the man, I lead, or because I'm the woman, I have to submit. I think submission is both. Or we like, both submit to each other and because we submit to God. But I think the leading thing could definitely be seasonal based on skill. I think it just is, it's not like, it's not static. Or like, it's not just like, it doesn't just say like, this is how you lead and that's it.
Yeah. And a leader puts people in roles where they can thrive.
Yeah.
So, like, if you know your capacity in this season, like, that was a great point. Like, if I know, like, like, even to us, like, there was a season when we first got married where the school wasn't as taxing. We was just getting out of COVID. We didn't have that many kids. So I was getting home a lot earlier. Mm-hmm. Destiny's business was thriving at and that point. And I was working so later. She's working to 6 or 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So if I'm getting home at 3, hey, babe, I can make dinner for us. No mm-hmm. problem. So I'm cooking almost every night because my schedule wasn't as mm-hmm. taxing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was helping. I ain't never washed that many dishes in my life. But, you know, in that season of my life, like it was. But now, it's roles are reversed. Our school is mm-hmm. thriving. We got kids on waiting lists. Yeah. I'm working late hours almost every other day. Destiny transitions. Mm-hmm. And she has a little more free time. So, you know, she's cooking every night. Mm-hmm. Food is amazing. You know, so. Again, it's seasonal and also shrimps. I think it's seasonal. I think it's really easy.
Yeah. I think in my head, I would just take all the financial things out of it. Like, don't.
Yeah, because that's when it gets tricky. That's when it gets my money, your money.
I don't want to leave because I'm the one making more money or vice versa. Because
that's seasonal too. Just because you got this job mm-hmm. right now, you can lose that job
life
tomorrow.
Life happens.
And I can hit the lotto tomorrow.
I'm screaming, not the lotto. But basically, yes. I would say just.
My parlay can hit.
I'm hollering. I'm getting sleepy. The parlay. I mean, hey, I'm not mad at parlay hitting though, if it hit. I'm just saying
that.
No,
we don't
do that, unfortunately. Is that a thing? That's another.
Hot topic. We didn't say that.
Amen.
Cut. We answered it.
Pray for this man.
Lead
and
follow.
But basically, I think each person should be okay with being able to lead and being able to follow. Amen. It's no right or wrong, and we should both be able to do both. Amen.
I missed you yesterday.
Amen. Pray for my husband.
Amen.
Well, that's episode 3.
Cut.
Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Of course, always want to see you guys in our comments and our DMs. We cannot wait to talk to you. Be sure to catch us on Instagram and TikTok as well. And that's all of my notes.
Journey fan, we love you. Can't wait to see y'all soon on our 12-city tour. We're coming to every city.
Jesus. I mean, he put it in an atmosphere. Maybe one day. Amen.
But in the meantime, we can't wait to see y'all soon. Talk to us in the comments. Talk to us on YouTube. We love y'all. Thank you for all y'all support.
Bye.